This year's Berkshire International Film Festival will begin on June 2nd with the Massachusetts premiere screening of the documentary feature film Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. Takes place at 7 o'clock at the Mahawi Theater. From the director of the Oscar-winning documentary 20 Feet from Stardom, Music of Strangers tells the story of the renowned international musical collective created by legendary cellist Yo-Yo Ma. The feature-length documentary follows the group of diverse instrumentalists, vocalists, composers, arrangers, visual artists, and storytellers as they explore the power of music to preserve tradition, shape cultural evolution, and inspire hope. It's a great pleasure to welcome Yo-Yo Ma back to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Joe. It's great to be with you, and especially because the radio station is part of the story, in a sense, because the area that you cover, in fact, is part of the story.
It is very much so. At the real idea and the original collection of people, of where it all, the ground zero, if you will, was Tanglewood, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It's so funny that Tanglewood has been such a place for creative output, as well as great musical performance output. But in terms of attracting, this whole region has attracted so many people who have been thinkers, writers, sculptors, musicians. And I think there's an energy here that that makes things possible. I remember the very first year when we put the ensemble together in the year 2000, we had absolutely nothing to our name. You know, we had to go, my wife's family had to go and scour for rice cookers and food for different food groups. But guess what? Local residents opened their homes, invited some of the musicians to stay with them, and to this day have remained friends with many of them. And that's part of the spirit of what the Berkshires is.
Very early in the film, there is a gorgeous piece of tape of you at 7 years old playing before the Kennedys. It's remarkable when you think about that. And then not long thereafter, John Williams comes on and is talking about you and says, you know, how do you keep your interest up when you've been playing all of your life? And really that is sort of the setup to the story of finding this thing, of this ensemble that has such great meaning to you, but to have that musical conversation and searching for that universal musical language.
Well, I think in some ways, if I could expand that question somewhat, is that the film is really tells a story of the local global. You know, it's like
right.
the Miss Marple thing, and Agatha Christie claims that, you know, if you know your village, you know the whole world. So in the same sense, you go deep enough into anything, you can find the world. And that's true of the music that I grew up with. Classical music is my first love, of course, but then music is about sound and expression. And we assume that every culture has their form of expression in words, in sound, in the visual life, and every culture has imagination, and every culture has a way of finding what is meaningful in life. So I think that's been my this has been my playground forever, to just think about that and you know, oh, you make the sound, why do you do it, you know, what pleasure do you get from it, you know, what does it say about you? And I think that's so, it's in many ways it's a way of exploring people.
There's a point in the film where you admit that you ask that question before every trip when you're leaving your family and you're going out because you spend so much time on the road, and you asked, why am I doing this? And it would make you physically ill. You would throw up before each trip.
Well, you know, the thing that the last thing you want to do with a young family is to leave it,
right?
You know, except of course when you know, everything breaks down and the children are like not. No, I'm kidding.
That every parent understands exactly what you're saying. Yes.
No. Yes. You may want to take a time out. Anyway, so to be able to convince myself that it's, you know, it's worth it to go and tear yourself away from your family to do something takes a lot. And thank goodness my wife never, Jill has never questioned, why do you do this? Why can't you get a job at home? And she always believed in this crazy way of living. And so I've been incredibly well supported, but still I had to go find the reasons to do that. And with every decade, I think you have to have, in many ways, as you change, you also change the reasons and why you do something.
Besides the work as a whole and the Silk Road Ensemble, which you must be just enormously proud of, this film is gorgeous in its telling of that story. And it is such a beautiful piece of work, beautifully shot. It really tells the story in such a unique and gorgeous way. There is a part in the film where you're talking about the ensemble, and you say that you have that choice of being pure versus what they call cultural tourism. I'm interested in your definition of what you see as pure and achieving that with this ensemble.
One of the things that I've been very interested in is what are the preconditions of creativity. And I think one of the things that we found out is that creativity happens most often at the margins and not at the center. And so in terms of purity, you know, I always quote Frank Zappa, who writes a great song. And people say, oh, Frank, this is such a great song. Why don't you write another one just like it? In other words, any tradition that we know of as a tradition, as something, is actually the result of incredibly successful invention. But once it is invented, you put a name to it, people want more of the same. It's the whole idea of branding, right? But as we all know, we're constantly evolving. And so what is the reaction to change? I think in some ways, going to the margins, going to the edge of what you know, actually is very often what gives you new ideas. But at the same time, if you're in contact with the center of what you do, you know, let's say your profession, or then you can also renew that. Tanglewood was a place of renewal for me when many, many years ago, I think Nicholas was just born, so this is 33 years ago. Seiji Ozawa, at that time the music director of the Boston Symphony, said, I'd like you to teach at the Tanglewood Music Center. And so I was maybe in my early 30s or late 20s. And what was interesting is that, you know, of course, I'm looking ahead and say, well, what at my own life, but suddenly seeing people who were 10 years younger trying to find their way, and suddenly I'm put in the position of saying, whoa, I need to say something to them that is meaningful. That was a huge renewal factor in my own life. You know, as we were experiencing my son growing up, it was sort of saying, my goodness, there is a younger generation that knows things very differently from the way I knew things. I got to pay attention. So that was, I don't know if that answers your question about purity. It's reacting to constant change. And the cultural tourism is what scholars would ascribe that, those words to people who, let's say, are not scholars. Because I'm not a scholar, but I do experience things deeply, and I try to, in music, report on, to the best of my ability, on what I've experienced, which in fact always in performance is the totality of everything that you are. So as long as I can legitimately report, you know, 100% back on what, and be totally, you know, authentic in what I'm trying to report on, what I've seen on myself, in fact, then I could possibly call this a version of purity.
Your son is quoted at the end of the film as saying that this project was not for you to go home, but to instead go away. Do you think that's true?
Absolutely. I mean, again, I think that the thing about just life, you know, since you're quoting my son, the thing that I've experienced from the very get-go is, you know, you have the most wonderful being in your arms, and as soon as your toddler starts to crawl, you know, they play this game of, I see you, I don't see you, right? And then they go just outside of your vision. Mm. And says, where's Nicholas? You know, it's like they're stretching. In other words, you know, they know, okay, parents, unconditional love, but then they go away, they come back, they go away, and each time they go away a little further, they come back. And there's that sort of dynamic all one's life. Sure, you're always going home. What is home? You know, we just released, along with this film, a companion CD called Sing Me Home, because part of when we talk about music of strangers, it's actually the music of our planet, which is our home. And so you go away from it, you come back to it. It's in many ways what we're trying to deal with today, with you know, what's happening around the world, what we read in the news, what we experience, is that kind of stretching and coming back. In the Berkshires, we actually have many of the world's populations living right here with us. So you don't have to go, you know, 20,000 miles, 10,000 miles away to experience what is strange. But what we do all the time is to, I think of it as sort of like a guest and host in our own lives. You know, I think in one day you can experience being on the inside of something and on the outside of something multiple times. And I think it's that kind of muscle that we all need to kind of develop in order to find a way to define home that includes both ourselves and the other, because that's the world we live in. So it's just a way of thinking about things.
Certainly, it makes great sense in the context of the film, which is absolutely beautiful. This year's Berkshire International Film Festival will begin on June 2nd with the Massachusetts premiere screening of the documentary Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble. Takes place 7 o'clock at the Mahawi Theater, and Yo-Yo Ma will be in attendance at the festival and will hold a Q&A immediately following the film. You can find out more information at BIFMA, B-I-F-F-M-A, BIFMA.org. Yo-Yo Ma, it's always such a great treat and pleasure to speak with you. I thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much, Joe. I'd like to add one last thing.
Of course.
One more local factoid, which I think is great, that the producer of this film is Kate Rogers, who is from Lenox. And she is a local who has gone away, and unfortunately she can't be with us, but I think her dad's going to be in attendance at the film festival. So that's really, you know, I'm very proud of that.
A wonderful way for everyone to get together and to celebrate in the Berkshires. Yo-Yo Ma, again, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joe.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, the film Music of Strangers, Yo-Yo Ma and the Silk Road Ensemble at 7 o'clock at the Mahawi Theater on June 2nd. And you can find out more at bifma.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.